Hi, my name is Melanie, and I am a compulsive eater. I've been in OA for 13 and a half years. I've been abstinent for 7. And I'm grateful to be here, grateful to be in this program. 15 years ago, I was well over 600 pounds. And I'm just amazed that now I can maintain a healthy body weight. Never, never happened in my lifetime. And to be able to maintain a healthy body weight, being in this program and learning a new way to live is where it's at, man, I'm telling you. So what was it like? Okay. Like I said, 15 years ago, I was well over 600 pounds. I am a compulsive eater, although I didn't concede to that until after 57 years. I tried everything under the sun and it didn't work. I even went as far as to have weight loss surgery, thinking that would fix me. It didn't. As the big book has said in the, does say in the, doctor's opinion, the allergy of craving and that crazy brain is what I have. And the two together make me an addict. Plain and simple. But it, like I said, it took me 57 years to concede to that. But it takes as long as it takes. That allergy of craving, I have to watch for that. I have to watch more so for that crazy brain that can take me back to that allergy of craving, because that one bite will set me off. Hands down, I know that as a fact. I don't want to go back to, oh, well over 600 pounds. I don't. So I have to daily, keep connected to my higher power and clear the crap away that keeps that connection with my higher power. I have to. Why? Because I'm a compulsive eater. That's not going to change. Never. And you know, it took a while to get that in through my head. It took 57 years. As it says in the big book on page 30, until I conceded to my innermost self that I am a compulsive eater, it actually says alcoholic, but I put compulsive eater in it. This is the first step in my recovery, the delusion that I'm like others. I went to my first OA meeting 13 and a half years ago, and I heard them say God, and I thought, oh no, not that again. Then I heard people giving up their alcoholic foods. I said, no, I should be able to be normal. And I walked away from that first meeting for 6 years, and I regained 169 pounds. That's who I am. I am a compulsive eater. And left to my own devise, that's where I'll go. Hands down. Because I have an allergy of craving and a crazy brain that will take me there. But I'm grateful that when I surrender my and admit that I am powerless over food, I'm powerless over everything in my life. Not only food, over everything. And when I admit that and I surrender my life over to a power greater than myself and allow that power to do for me what I can't do, then things change. Those character defects of mine I learned about in doing the steps. Step four, yes, I seen where my character defects lay. I need to know what my defects are so I know what needs to change. When I first came into OA, like I said, I walked away from it. During that time, I went to another 12-step group. And I heard an alcoholic speak about surrendering that alcohol. And it, like a light bulb went on. I knew I could do that with food. And for a very short time, I had abstinence in that other 12-step group. And then I got stalled out on my step four. And people started to irritate the hell out of me. And then I walked away from that. And I continued eating. Then my sister took a picture of me one Easter. And that would be 14 years ago. And when I seen that I had gained weight, see, when my husband died, I started to get back into health because he was diagnosed with cancer. And I was on 170 units of insulin. And I knew he was diagnosed with diabetes. I could help him. I knew the diet. I didn't follow it, but I knew it. So in an effort to help him, I helped myself in losing that weight. And then I took a transference after seeing a surgeon after he died. And instead of overeating, I restricted. So I totally get it. If a person is here that has restricted, it is in the mind and you are stuck in it. It's the same as overeating as undereating. It's awful. So that is how I had lost well over 400 pounds. But then I regained 169. Weight loss surgery didn't help me. I gained it. So when I had left that other 12-step group, I knew when I seen that picture of me that my sister had taken, I was headed backwards. Because in dishonesty, I was ignoring the fact that I was getting lethargic. I was ignoring the fact that my blood pressure was high and the fact that the doctor said, "What's going on? I see you gaining weight." And I hate doctors. Oh, I'm taking care of it. I was taking care of it. I was like a wood chipper, just getting anything and everything into my mouth because I was in pain and I didn't want to deal with it. That's how I always acted. I knew I needed to do something. See, listen to the I. I knew I needed the 12 steps. And the very next day I got onto the diet wagon and by lunchtime it was gone. Did it the second day, same thing, but it was done before lunch. That evening in going over things and the literature that I had been given and what I had known, I said, I can't do this. I can't do this. And that night is when steps 1, 2, and 3 came fast and fierce for me. I conceded to my inner myself that I was a compulsive eater and I was not going to change. I had that allergy of craving and the crazy brain that was never going to change. That's who I am. And I conceded to that and surrendered everything because my life was unmanageable. My teeth were rotted out of my head. I was heading backwards as in going into diabetes again, and I didn't want to go on insulin. My health would have been shot. I know it because I couldn't stop. I couldn't stop. I had to surrender to a higher power and let that higher power do it for me. Give up that control. And that is a problem with me. I want control. Not even over the food, but over everyone else. That's me. But I'm okay with that. I'm grateful that the step 4 showed me those character defects. That I'm a habit person, that I continue doing the same thing over and over again. But now I have the steps to clear that craziness in my head and do what I need to do to change.
10-minute gentle reminder.
Thank you. when I went on to step five, I was kind of, I don't want to do this step five. But I learned that if I don't get out of myself and tell another person, I can tell God, I can speak to God, and I can admit to it, kind of. Because see, there's dishonesty. I can tell myself a whole pile of lies and bullshit to get what I want. But when I'm really honest, I need to tell another person. I do, because it gets me out of myself. It gets that crap out of my head. Because when I'm telling somebody, I'm accountable to them. I'm accountable to myself. And I'm being honest. Especially eyeball to eyeball, because I can hide behind a screen. I can hide behind the phone. I've learned that in 7 years. But it's okay. Because there was a first part when I was abstinent, that perfectionism in me. Oh, here I go again. Well, yeah, that's the way it's going to be, because that's who I am. But what am I going to do about it? Doing half-ass step 10s is not going to help me, because I'll still have that crap that needs to be cleared away, which prevents me from being who, what my higher power wants me to be. Am I being a 12-step person today? That's what I need to ask myself. All I have is one day at a time. I can't focus on what's going to happen tomorrow. It can change. I had made plans to be here this morning. I put it on my calendar. I don't have control of what's going to happen. Something could have happened that I couldn't have been here today. But I'm grateful I am. And I have to accept that. That was a huge learning curve to accept. Acceptance is the answer to all of my problems today. When I'm disturbed. And I can go through the day and I'm disturbed about a few things. And I need to address that when it happens. Because if I don't, I have a bad case of forgets. And by the end of the night, I'll forget half of them. So that's why I have to address them when they arise, when that awareness comes. Ooh, okay, there's a disturbance. Why am I disturbed? What is it that I can do better? What character defect is at play? Okay, that's it. Okay, I need to do this and do it. Bill calls them hobbling liabilities. And the thing is, if I let them slide, it becomes like the dirt swept underneath the carpet. I'll get it later. I'm a procrastinator. I've learned that in the past 7 years. I let things slide. I can't do that. It's a slippery slope. This morning's reading in for today, whether I've been abstinent 12 hours or 12 years, I never have it made. Never. Why? Because I'm a compulsive eater. I'm an addict. I'm grateful for this meeting. I had come here many years ago. Great group. Great way to start the morning. I know that meeting with a group of women repeating the same things over and over, and I said, why am I doing this? It gets it in me. It gets me started in the morning. And even though I have a bad case of forgets, when it's in me, it comes into that brain of mine somehow at the right time, and it can reel me back. Repetition is my only form of permanence. You just keep doing it until. I know that the steps, when I come up against something again, I said, man, I've been here before. What is it that I haven't learned that I need to learn to change this? When I look at something that it's a method of teaching me, it's not so bad, because that brain of mine, that perfectionism, well, I should have it by now. Oh, really? And I hear my higher power laughing at me. This is a one day at a time. What is it that I need to change? God, show me what I need to do. And I can easily take back the reins. That's who I am. But with the awareness and with the connection with my higher power, I'm shown what I need to do, wind it back, and take action. I think I probably stepped over some of the steps. But the steps, the first three steps are very important. Step one, if I can't get it right, nothing else is going to work. Step one is where it's at. If you can't concede, if I can't concede to my innermost self that I'm a compulsive eater and that I can get back into my will, I'll be taking back my will if I don't let go. And that's one, two, and three. But step one is the foundation. Four through five sets me up of how I do my step tens. And step tens are a necessity every day. When it happens, take care of it. Clean away anything that gets in the way. 11, the daily meditation and prayer with my higher power to improve that conscious contact is needed. I didn't know whether if I could trust God. I didn't know if I could trust myself. And I definitely didn't trust any of yous. I didn't, because that's who I was. I didn't trust myself of being around anybody. But having a relationship with my higher power taught me I could trust. Learning what that instinct that I'm given to be able to trust what I'm being told. And when that happens, okay, I can trust this. And I can do. And then I can learn to trust others because, you know, hey, if I can trust myself to know what I need to do and trust God, it doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter because I trust I know what I'll need to do. That relationship with my higher power is necessary. If not, then I'll be left to my own device and that's not good. Because I am powerless. I can't do it. I can't. Step 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of the steps. I don't have any spirituality unless I work the steps, and there's where it comes from. As a result of working the steps, the spiritual principles become a part of me. As I work the traditions in working with others, when I do service, they become a part of me. Why else is it that I don't kill everybody? Because when I work with others, I
Gently,
learn more.
1 minute reminder.
Thank you. I learn more about me and what needs to change and then the opportunity to change it. This is a great program. An awesome way to live one day at a time. I know I am grateful for it. And each and every one of us is deserving of a life of freedom from the food. I'm worth it, and so are you. Thank you for allowing me to share. With that, I'll pass.